A few months ago on this show, I went to Chicago to visit a young man from the South Side named Donzel Mintz. He was 21 and had just gotten out of prison for armed robbery. But his explanation was convincing. He was a foster kid who was kicked out of his sister's house and he didn't know what to do, so he robbed someone. He served 3 years, had just been paroled when we talked to him, and had started working at a place called Kurtz Cafe in Evanston, which has a mission of helping at-risk young people get back into the workforce.
Since I've been out, I've been signed up for Youth Job Center on Church Street. I just had a job interview with Chipotle.
That's great.
Yeah, so every like 30 days I've been out. I've been waking up every day at 6 o'clock and getting out there and try to build my foundation.
Did you feel in prison that was a fair thing that it was happening to you, or it was an unfair thing that was happening to you based on what you had done to get in there?
I say it was fair, because if I always say if you do the crime, you have to do the time. I knew when I was trying to rob somebody that I can get caught and do the time, but I took that chance upon myself. So every day in there, I was miserable because I'm doing time, because I knew I did what I was there for, so I deserve what I got.
So do you feel like this is your last chance?
I feel like probably not my last chance, but I can say this, I feel like my last chance, because I have the best support system I ever had in my life. Everybody's helping me out with everything I need and setting everything up. And now I'm a part of Kurtz Cafe. So if I fail now, I'm letting not just my family down, but my mentors, my friends, and everyone else.
Well, it turns out he did let those people down. Donzel Mintz had a court appearance yesterday after being charged with forcing a 14-year-old runaway he'd met in Chicago into prostitution and drug dealing. According to prosecutors, he fractured the girl's jaw and broke some of her teeth in a fight. The woman who runs Kurtz Cafe and gave Donzel a chance is Susan Treishman. She's with us now from Evanston. And Susan, I'm really sorry to hear about this. I'm sure you are too. What was it like to hear that just now?
It was very difficult to hear. It took me back a little bit, but, you know, we have to move forward from here. And I do want to say that these are still all allegations, so we don't know what he did. We just know what he's been charged with.
Well, what do you think happened? I'm sure that you, in the course of your time helping people try to get back into the workforce, have had to deal with situations like this before. What happens? What goes wrong?
I can't say I've dealt with anything at this level, that's for sure. What went wrong is that when he left here, he had to go back to a very dangerous neighborhood. What went wrong is that we didn't school him when he was in prison at first, and we didn't help him get services that he needed. What happened was that he went on over 20 interviews, and no one would hire him because of his background, because of his lack of education, because of his inability to write. What happened was that we couldn't get him a job, although we did keep trying, and we hadn't given up on him. But because of that, you know, he still has to eat. He still has to, you know, get through his days. And I think some of those choices were based on that. But also what the students here have told me is that, you know, there's two stories, and definitely we're sensitive to the victim and totally hold her in our hearts. But we need to hear from Donzel what really happened.
Now, when we aired his story originally, the comments we got were amazing. People wrote, "Sometimes hearing stories like Donzel's makes me want to own my own business just to be able to hire people in this position." Somebody else wrote, "Donzel has more courage than most 45-year-olds I know. And bravo, Susan Treishman. If there isn't a program like Kurtz Cafe in San Diego, there should be." Another one wrote, "Stay the course, Donzel. You're a smart young man, and I know you can do anything you want. We'll be praying for you." What has been the reaction there in Evanston after this happened?
We definitely got some pushback, but everyone else has rallied around the day that we all heard of it. All the social workers came to Kurtz to support me and everyone else here that was holding Donzel in their heart. we were trying to find out what happened to the victim so that we could support her as well. And the community that comes into Kurtz for the right reason, to support these kids that have not had opportunities like many of our kids have, were 100% supportive of us.
Although there were some who were saying, right, that how can you bring somebody like this into our neighborhood?
You know, there's always a knucklehead out there. And I recognize and respect that thought, but I wish they would say it to my face so that I could maybe explain the situation. It's not this neighborhood. These kids belong to all of us. They are as much allowed to be in this neighborhood as anyone else. They live here.
We're speaking with Susan Treishman at Kurtz Cafe in Evanston, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Susan, I was really struck by Donzel's advice for other young people when we spoke before. Let's take a listen.
I'll tell them to look around and go through everything and see do they have anybody to talk to. If they don't, go on the internet and find a community center and get a mentor to talk. You know, people out there, they just doing it just because they see him doing it. But once they see him come home with a McDonald's suit and him come home with a car that he's paying car notes on, they'll look up to him. They don't have any positive role models to look up to.
Susan Treishman, what is it going to take to end this cycle?
I think we all have to take responsibility. I think that people that do hire people need to understand that because kids have made a mistake, young adults, that is not who that person is. There are reasons often that they make these choices. I think neighborhoods need to come together a little bit stronger, start sitting on the front porch instead of the back porch, and hold these kids accountable to the right behavior. I think that the government needs to take responsibility if we do incarcerate our young people, that we're teaching them when they're inside, that we are giving them strong mentors while they're on the inside. I think when these kids get out, we need to help them find services that will feed them. You know, if you send a kid out of prison and he has nowhere to stay, they're literally homeless. We have so many homeless kids, I can't even explain it to you. Where do we expect them to eat? Where do we expect them to sleep? We need to help them with these things. A 20-year-old is not always able to find these resources.
What's going to happen to Donzel?
I don't know. The case was continued. He's a strong young man, and we'll continue to support him as best we can and do whatever we can to help him. If he goes in, we will help him, so when he comes out, he's stronger.
Susan Treishman, founder of Kurtz Cafe in Evanston, Illinois, which helps at-risk young people like Donzel Mintz get back into the workforce, get their life back on track. You can hear our full interview with Donzel and Susan from earlier this year at hereandnow.org. Susan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.